This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. This is a story about a singer of a Christian band who recently renounced his faith in God. John Steingard from Hawk Nelson says doubts have been nagging at him for a while, and it was time he was honest about it. Stay tuned to hear how Christian leaders and musicians are responding.
Liberty University is more than just exceptional academic programs, NCAA athletics, and state-of-the-art facilities. They believe in training champions for Christ. Their students are innovators, leaders, and dreamers who carry Liberty's mission into hundreds of professions. They know that where academic excellence and unwavering faith meet, there is Liberty. Explore their campus virtually and learn how you can train as a champion for Christ online or on campus by texting Charisma to the number 49596. Again, text Charisma to the number 49596.
John Steingard, lead singer of the Christian rock band Hawk Nelson, has renounced his faith and says he doesn't believe in God anymore. Several Christian musicians have reached out to Steingard in response with hopes that he'll keep searching for spiritual truth. Steingard, the son of a pastor, made the surprising announcement on Instagram, saying he was terrified to share his message, but he felt it was time to be honest. He said, "Growing up in a Christian home, being a pastor's kid, playing and singing in a Christian band, and having the word Christian in front of most things in my life, I am finding that I no longer believe in God." Hawk Nelson was originally formed in 2000 with frontman Jason Dunn. In 2012, Steingard took Dunn's place as lead vocalist, and the Canadian rock band began showcasing more overtly Christian themes and lyrics in its songs. The band is no longer creating new music, but even as Steingard sang the faith-filled lyrics in years past, he felt somewhat uneasy. After all, he says the process of losing his faith didn't happen overnight. It happened over several years. He recalls one time in particular in which he was talking with his father-in-law about a Bible passage he felt was oppressive toward women. His father-in-law encouraged him to look at the original Greek because modern translations can be flawed. Steingard asked if the original Greek could also be flawed, since the modern translations were. His father-in-law replied, "Well, if you believe that, what do you have left?" Steingard said, "Exactly." Once Steingard realized he didn't believe the Bible was the inerrant word of God, his faith in God's existence began to crumble. He started going into a depression, but never mentioned his doubts publicly. In his Instagram post, Steingard said he's open to the possibility that God is real, and he would even prefer that he was. He also wrote, "I know my parents pray that God reveals himself to me. If he's there, I hope he does." Steingard's announcement drew thousands of responses, including from Christian leaders and musicians. Jeremy Camp commented, "Love you, bro. Always will." Mike Donahue said, "Man, I love that you shared this. You know I'm always around to talk about our belief in God or lack thereof. Love you and always will." Go to charismanews.com to see Steingard's full post and read the full story. And tune in next time to the Charisma News Podcast. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast. One story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.